there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. Can we truly forgive and forget? This question crosses people's minds, especially parents trying to teach their kids to be strong and kind. So what does forgiving mean really? And how can we help our youngsters learn about it? Let's get started. Grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's episode of forgiveness. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Forgiveness is when we let go of the anger and hurt we feel when someone has done something wrong to us. It's deciding not to hold a grudge anymore. Forgiveness is about dealing with our feelings, understanding why someone hurt us, and trying to move forward without being angry all the time. Here are three aspects to consider about forgiveness. Emotionally, forgiveness means facing up to hurt or upset feelings without letting them control us. Instead of keeping all those feelings bottled up inside, forgiveness helps us to let them out appropriately so they don't bother us as much anymore. Forgiveness also means trying to see things from the other person's point of view. It's about realizing everyone makes mistakes. We're all human. Forgiveness isn't about saying what someone did was okay, but it's about being open to the idea that people can change and that there might be reasons behind their actions. Behaviorally, forgiveness involves doing things that help fix the problem to improve them. Trying to fix the problem might mean talking to the person who hurt you, setting boundaries to protect yourself, or forgiving them even if they don't apologize. Forgiveness is about taking control of the situation and responding with kindness instead of anger. Forgiveness is something that takes time and effort. It can be challenging. But by forgiving others, we free ourselves from carrying around all that negativity, and we make room for happier and healthier relationships. Here are some benefits of forgiving. Forgiving helps us feel better and grow as people. When we let go of being mad at someone, we make room for healing and become more assertive. Forgiveness can make our bodies healthier too. It can lower stress, maintain blood pressure, and strengthen our immune system. When we forgive, we become more understanding and kinder to others. It also helps us bounce back from tough times and feel more peaceful. As parents, forgiving others teaches our youngsters to be compassionate and assertive, which is essential for building good relationships and facing challenges. In simple terms, forgiving is like giving our hearts a big hug, making us feel happier and healthier. So how do we forgive? First, it's important to admit when someone hurts us and let ourselves feel our emotions without feeling bad. Then, try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. Like I said, it's putting ourselves in their shoes, not to say it's okay, but to see that they're human too. Next, we talk to the person about how we feel using I statements, not to blame the person, but to express our needs and boundaries and try to repair things. At this time, we need to be prepared for the other person not to apologize to us. And that's okay. Finally, decide to stop feeling angry and be kind to the person who hurt you and yourself. It's like saying, I'm letting go of being angry and being nice instead. Forgiveness is like lighting a candle in a dark room. It brightens up our hearts and makes us feel better again. But forgiveness isn't just about saying it's okay to others. It's also about being kind to ourselves. Parenting has its ups and downs, and we all make mistakes. But by learning from these moments and being gentle with ourselves, we can become happier and help our children to do the same. Here are some tips on how to forgive ourselves. Self-compassion is about accepting that we're not perfect, and that's okay to make mistakes. Instead of blaming ourselves, we can learn from what happened and move forward with kindness. Sometimes we might feel lost or need help figuring out what to do. So it's important to remember that we're all learning as we go, and it's okay to ask for help along the way. Forgiveness helps us grow and change. We can become stronger and more resilient by letting go of self-blame and embracing self-compassion. And as we learn to forgive ourselves, we also teach our children to do the same thing. Forgiveness is like a sturdy bridge connecting hearts and minds in parenting. It helps us and our children navigate tough times with strength and compassion. As we guide them in forgiveness, we're arming them with essential skills for building happier and healthy relationships, both now and in their future journeys. Well, that wraps up today's episode on forgiveness. For our children to learn how to forgive, we as parents must set an example. Parenting is a continuous journey of self-discovery and connection. Small steps make progress. So remember these steps for forgiveness. Admit when someone has hurt you. Try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. Then talk to the person about how you are feeling using your I statements, not to blame the person, but to express your needs and boundaries and try to repair things. Finally, decide to stop feeling angry and be kind to the person who hurt you and yourself. In conclusion, teaching your children forgiveness is an investment in teaching them how to handle themselves for future relationships. Remember, the key is to lead by example. Change begins with ourselves. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week's episode delves into the topic of self-awareness. Bruce Lee said it best, "To know oneself is to study oneself in action with another person." Remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Head over to my website at parentingyoungsters.com where you can share your thoughts and continue the dialogue. There's always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I can conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?